This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The push to increase access to the HOPE grant, that's the grant for technical college students, is continuing this year in the legislature, 1 year after the state revised its requirements for the HOPE grant. State Representative Stacey Evans, a Democrat from Smyrna, is the sponsor of the bill, just as she was the bill last year. She joins us in her office in Midtown Atlanta. Representative Evans, good to have you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for talking with me today.
Last year, the bill that you had passed with some bipartisan support and Governor Deal's support said we're going to make this more accessible to these technical college students by easing the requirements to qualify back to where they had been before the HOPE program ran into some financial trouble. Why go ahead just a year later and say this bill, we're going to cover their entire tuition no matter what it is?
We knew at the time that that wasn't all of the problems for the technical college students and the reasons that they had left in droves after the changes in 2011. To put it in perspective, about a quarter of the students in technical colleges left after the changes in 2011. Part of that was because of the GPA requirement, but a larger part of that was due to the price sensitivity of technical college students versus traditional four-year colleges and universities. These are the most price-sensitive students in higher education. So we knew last year, even proposing the changes that we did, that while that was going to attract back some students, it wasn't enough to make sure that we were putting enough students in the seats in technical colleges and graduating them at rates that we need to drive our economy, to put people on the assembly lines, in welding jobs, in nursing jobs, in truck driving.
Do you have any idea, though, how much this would cost the state if our enrollment levels were to stay the same, let alone if they were to go up because of the incentive this might provide?
We obviously have to assume an increase. If we were to pass this bill, we'd have to assume that students come back. That's what we want. That's the whole point. So we have to factor that in. Last year, we drafted this bill. We had it drafted, but we did not drop it. So we did get a fiscal note on the bill last year. It was between $25 and $40 million. But that's basically what we're talking about, $25 to $40 million, which I like to say is not nothing. That's real money. But when you think about the return on investment that our technical college students give us, it's a price that we can afford, and it's a price that we should pay.
We asked Governor Deal about the bill because he was very enthusiastic about the bill that you and others passed last year on the grade requirements. When we asked him about this one, covering tuition, he was a little more cautious, and here's what he had to say about that.
To make the step to go back to tying it back to tuition in the technical colleges, it would be pretty hard, I think, to resist the same urge that we do the same thing for the colleges and universities. And we know that by breaking that cycle of connectivity between the HOPE grant and the HOPE scholarship to what the tuition was, we were able to save the program from bankruptcy. And so I don't want to put us back on a track that will make it difficult in the future.
Why not wait until we get a better idea of the effect of the bill that was just passed?
Well, Georgia's economy can't wait. We need skilled workforce now. We know that there is a skills gap. We know that there are people unemployed and there are jobs available and their skills don't match. And we can address that by helping students be able to afford technical college, go back and get retrained. And I'm sure that in 2011, they weren't projecting that 63,000 students would leave. So if they didn't project that 63,000 would leave, there was money projected for those 63,000 to continue. Those 63,000 didn't stay. Where is that money? It should be available.
But I think if someone who has a student with the HOPE scholarship, the university system student, looks at this, they might say, well, why can't we do that? Wouldn't there be an expectation that eventually there would be a drive to cover the full tuition for the university students?
Well, if lottery revenues continue to go up, then the percentage of the scholarship and the grant will go up for all students. So that possibility is there, whether the legislation is passed or not. I was a HOPE scholar myself. I can sympathize and understand. But when you're talking about what's good for Georgia, right now we know that we need to close the skills gap. That is only going to happen by graduating more students from technical college. We know that there is a problem in getting students into those seats because they're price sensitive. this is a way for us to fix that problem.
Democratic Representative Stacey Evans of Smyrna is the chief sponsor of a bill which would cover the full tuition for students who qualify for the HOPE grant, and again, that is the grant that covers technical college scholarships. Representative Evans, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.